Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody for tuning in with me on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. It's 11 p.m., and tonight we're talking about the motive matters. 30 more days to success. We're on September 1st now, y'all. So everybody who has started with me, we've done at least a good 60 days together on this journey. So, again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Tonight, the motive matters. I hope you've all been having a great week. You know, I am doing a feature show this week, so tune in Thursday. We're actually going to have, usually it's a 15-minute show, but on Thursday night, we're going to be doing a 30-minute segment, okay? And it's going to relate to the Think and Grow Rich book that I've been telling everybody to read. It's a must read. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in, y'all. On this journey, of course, you know, you learn as you go. That's anything in life. Words don't teach, you know, life does. So I love to talk. I love to share experiences. I love to learn from other people, but we don't really get to understand what we are hearing until we actually go through things for ourselves. So, you know, everything that I've been talking about is just succeeding, becoming who you were really meant to be. And that's what success is to me. You know, it's becoming who you were meant to be. It's doing what your purpose is and having fun while doing it. You know, that sums up success. Because if you're doing anything and you're not enjoying the ride, you know, you're not enjoying it, it's just a struggle. Well, probably when you get to where you think you want to be at, you're still not going to be enjoying it because it's not about what you get. It's all about the journey, you know. So tonight I'm talking about the motive because I realize, and, you know, it's been a lot of different things that I've done, a lot of different things that I've tried to do since a young age, but particularly since college and just being a young adult and now an adult and just being out on my own. But what I realize is the intention behind a thing is what really matters. You know, even there's scriptures about people, you know, it says, you know, people who pray out loud and in front of others will be rewarded, but the person who prays behind closed doors will really reap a reward. And, you know, I'm kind of missaying it, but it's in the New Testament. It's just basically saying both will reap, but when you do things and it comes from the inside, it comes from a personal place, that's where the reward and the treasure really is. And to me, that just boils down to intention. You know, it's like, why are you doing something? Why do you want what you want? You know, in the case of money, it's like, okay, well, I want money. It's like, well, why do you want money? You know, what are you going to do with the money? You know, people say, I want money, but it's like, we have to understand money is a tool. So it's not something to just, oh, you know, it's like, what are you going to do with it? Pay bills, you know, do whatever. Whatever the case is, sometimes we get money, and then we do what we're not supposed to do with the money and then wonder, like, oh, what happened? You know, I never, but we're not being responsible. We're not really using these tools the way that we need to use them. So it's all about being very clear about what your intention is, you know. As far as your purpose, you know, I started modeling. I officially started modeling, I would say, when I was 15, a teenager. I got with an agency that was in Atlanta. And that's when I really started kind of trying to go down that modeling path. Then I started fast forward as an adult, I started my photography studio. Couldn't find anybody to take free pictures of. None of my friends wanted to, so I started taking pictures of myself. So that kind of put me back on the modeling scene. Wasn't really trying to do it, but it happened. Then everybody was like, who's doing your pictures? I'm doing it. Then boom, finally, a couple years went by. I'm a photographer. That's what I do for a living. But in the meantime of that, I was like, okay, you know, when my business had gotten slow, I would say maybe a couple of years ago, I was like, well, let me do something on social media just to catch attention, you know, like to really build an audience and get more potential clients. So I was like, well, let me start modeling again, you know, and that's when I got back in front of the camera. That was in 2013, and I think I did a photo shoot, y'all, like every month, really getting it in. So I did it, and, you know, I did grow a fan base. I remember on my Facebook fan page in 2013, I started out with probably about, I had hardly, maybe, honestly, y'all, probably about like 97 likes, 100 likes maybe on my fan page. And I remember within 3 months, I had got like over 3,000 new fans. So it was cool. I was like, wow, this is working. But, you know, life ended up going another direction, and I stopped doing that. But the reason it didn't stick was because it wasn't truly something I was passionate about. You know, I ended up getting married at the time, had a child. So, you know, while I was pregnant, I stopped, even before I was showing, I stopped modeling immediately after I found out, like, you know, I just wasn't comfortable doing that, you know. So, you know, that shot it in the foot. You know, everything that I was building, it just came to a strong halt. You know, life suddenly took a new turn. So when I look back now, I'm like, okay, well, I kind of see why that didn't stick. You know, it was like, what was my motive? Just to gain an audience. You know, really, that was my only motive in doing that. And so it worked, and I'm not saying that it was in vain, because I still am connected with a lot of people who, you know, found out about me during that time. But now when I do things, it doesn't have to do with me. You know, like, of course, I enjoy doing what I do. I love doing this show because I love to talk. I love to share information that I'm learning with other people. I've always been like that. You know, so I love doing this, you know, photography, whatever I decide to do, art. You know, I paint a lot. I got, you know, a lot of stuff going on artistically. I do things that I really love to do. But the difference between back then and now is that I do things and I really try to figure out how I can express it in a way that another person might be enlightened by it. You know, even if it's just one person, it's not about being, you know, Oprah Winfrey of the world, even though that's excellent. You know, who wouldn't love that if that's your type of thing? But it's about being who you are to the fullest with your own audience in your own life. You know, everybody has an audience. I don't care, even if you live alone, you just have a pet or whatever, when you go to work, the people that you are around every day, that's your audience. You know what I'm saying? Just in everyday life, your family, your loved ones, you know, friends, even people that you think are enemies, whatever, all of these people, you know, we're all God's children. Like I always say, we all come from the same source. Okay, think about that person that you really can't stand, like, with everything. Okay, y'all come from the same source, you know. It's all love, you know. We're just reflections and mirrors of each other. So we know, especially since we've been on this 30 Days of Success Challenge, anything that we're dealing with, anything that we're seeing, we know that that's mirroring to us who we are in this moment. Okay? We're not separate. We're not on the outside looking in. You know, everything is within us. So, motive changes things. Why? When you want to give up, you know, because that's just part of anything. You know, last week I was sick. I was like, oh, my gosh, I got sick. I didn't even tell y'all about that. And the reason I didn't, because I didn't want to speak on that, because it's like, if I'm focusing on healing, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm sick. But now that I'm over it, I can talk about what was going on last week. You see, so I had like a cold. My baby had gotten a little sick, and we got that from my little nephew. But still, you know, that kind of was showed me like, wait, maybe something's off here, because why are you sick? Like, your body is able to fight off diseases. You know, I believe in natural healing. I believe in all of that type of stuff. I've experienced it on so many different levels. So even then, you know, I didn't take any medicine. I didn't give my daughter any medicine. We got over it in about maybe 3 or 4 days. But I knew at that point, like, maybe something's off. Maybe I'm out of balance somewhere, you know. Then it's like, you know, I noticed that, of course, since I was sleep, you know, sick, I had to sleep some a little bit more than I usually do. So to make a long story short, when you have a strong motive, regardless of what you're going through, you still want to do what you put yourself out there to do. With great things comes great responsibility. So a lot of people want riches. You know, I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I want millions. I want an empire. I want this. I want that. But with those things comes responsibility. Nothing in this world is free. There's always exchange. That's called the law of exchange. That's the universal law. You have the law of attraction. You also have the law of exchange. There are several different laws that operates in the universe. So when you're exchanging something, that means, okay, let's say you want riches, or let's say you want the perfect mate or whatever you want. It doesn't matter what it is that you want. What are you willing to give in exchange for that? So if you're talking about doing something that's, you know, really having finances or really being famous if that's what you want. You know, nothing is wrong with any desire. But it's like, if that's what you really want, what are you willing to give for that? It doesn't have to be something that you don't want to give up. Me personally, I'm not willing to give up time with my daughter. You know, I'm not willing to give up time with my loved ones and be around people that I love. But I've managed to be able to make everything work together because I know what I'm willing to give up and what I'm not willing to give up. But what do I have to give? I have to give my constant focus and dedication to what I put myself out to do. Like I said, I appreciate everybody who's been tuning in. I see y'all, okay? But I'm obligated to do what I need to do regardless of it, you know? It's bigger than me. And when you when you're expecting the universe to yield a lot to you, you also have to be willing to give a lot and do the best at what you're doing. I don't care what your job is, you know, whatever your job is, there is no such thing as a low job or a high job. I don't care how much it pays, how much it doesn't pay. Whatever we're doing, even if you're not working a job, even if you're just at home, you know, a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, whatever. Wherever you are, it's all about doing the best that you can do. When you do the best, people notice. It makes a difference. Take the best of you everywhere you go and then just watch how everything changes. Let your motives be because it makes you feel good. You know, we overlook that. And what we don't understand sometimes is that we're not separate from the universe around us. You're not separate from that person next to you. Think about us. We are a much greater than what we see. You have a car. Let's say I have a Jeep. So let's talk about that. That's my so-called Jeep. But if something happens to me tomorrow, you know, anything, I lose my Jeep. Whose Jeep is it then? Or let's say I pass on. Is it my Jeep? Can I take the Jeep with me? No. That's the same thing with our physical bodies. These are just bodies that these are vehicles that we're using. This is just only a small representation of who we truly are. So people aren't outside of us. You know, when I think about my body, I don't even think about it like, oh, this is just, you know, a hand is a separate thing. Your foot is a separate thing. When you need a glass of water, it doesn't say your lips need to walk to the cup. Your hand grabs the cup. That's how we need to work together. Everything's about exchange. If we can just figure out how to make the person in front of us life better, you know, and not meaning by putting it outside of yourself in a way that makes you feel good, you'll realize that when you do good to others, when you do good in your circumstances, it makes you feel better. When you stay true to what you say you're going to do, it makes you feel better. In doing things for others, you're doing it to yourself. Okay, that's the law of attraction at work there. So the motive matters. You can't fake the funk. Somebody who's just doing something just to do it for results, when they don't see the results, they're going to stop doing it. You see what I'm saying? That's what makes the difference. But when your motive is clean and pure for you, when you understand what your motive is, the results, it doesn't matter because you know exactly why you're doing it. So intention is everything, y'all. It ties into desire. Intention and desire, those are like hand in hand. So we're taking these tools, we're using it. I just want you to think about that. Next time you do something, just ask yourself, what are my intentions? Next time you're dealing with somebody, ask yourself, what are my intentions? Next time you say, you know, I want this much money. I want to manifest this week. Why? Why do you want to do it? And you'll see when it's true and it's pure and it's really coming from the heart, it'll manifest itself every single time. I have about a minute left, y'all. Again, tune in Thursday night. I got a 30-minute segment, okay? Markel the God is going to be featured on the radio show live. We're talking about Think and Grow Rich. I'm so excited about this, okay? Y'all go to the website, KendraJustine.com, subscribe. Also, KendraJustine.com/thinkrich. I've been working on the site, y'all. I've been working on it every single day. So everything that I've been telling y'all is coming. It's coming, but you know I'm not going to drop it until it's very ready for y'all. All right? Hit me up on Instagram as well, Kendra_Justine. Hit me up on YouTube, y'all. If you have not joined the challenge, make sure you do. blogtalkradio.com/thekjshow. Check out every single episode. We're also on SoundCloud. I love y'all. Keep your head up. Remember, intention is everything. Good night. Peace.